Hello and welcome to my weekly podcast. Well, I suppose the topical issue over the last number of days has been the admission by Deputy McWallace that he has reached a settlement figure with the Revenue Commissioners in the region of €2.1 million. And the likelihood is that the money will never be paid. That type of behaviour out of an elected member of Dáil Éireann is absolutely disgraceful, and it does nothing in my mind except to serve a diminished standing of politics and politicians in the eyes of the public. And it's very difficult to expect ordinary, decent, law-abiding, tax-compliant people in this country to have any faith in the political system when one of the practitioners of that system is behaving in this fashion. And to be quite honest, I don't think resigning the seat here is the issue. This is an individual who was in receipt of a Dáil salary of €92,000 per annum. He receives an independent party leader's allowance, which is unvouched, in the region of €40,000. He is also in receipt of various other monies in relation to his role as a TD, expenses and allowances. And I believe he has the means to discharge his debt with the Revenue Commissioners, and all effort should be made to retrieve that money. This also, in my view, calls into question the behaviour of other members of the technical group of Dáil Éireann. We've had Deputies Boyd Barrett and Higgins out there marching and banging drums, opposing every single measure by the present government to stabilise the public finances, and they themselves got involved in motions of censure against Deputy Michael Lowry. But yet they have no difficulty sitting in the same group with a TD who, by his own admission, owes the Revenue Commissioners €2.1 million. Now, I don't think anybody can take anything serious from the technical group going forward, because they have demonstrated that it's okay to avoid tax if you're in their group. But yet, if you stand out of line and you belong to any other grouping or political party in Dáil Éireann, then they put down a motion of censure against you. Now, that kind of behaviour is completely irresponsible in a time when the standing of politicians and politics could never be lower. Mr. Peter Bacon, one of the inspirations behind NAMA, has come out in the last number of days with a proposal for government to sell off the National Asset Management Agency and out of that create a new national mortgage bank and also a state investment bank. And the idea would be these banks would compete with commercial banks and address the current issues that are keeping buyers out of the market. I think it's incumbent on government to take points of view of that on board and to investigate the merit in those ideas, because there still is an issue, in my view, with banks lending to small businesses. I think there's an absolute obligation on government to look at ideas that do contain merit, and they in themselves might contribute to the solution to get us out of the mess that we're currently in. That's it from me. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.michaelmccarthy.ie.